history has been made today. Alice Springs footballer Jordan Hickey has become the first Centralian to make it in the AFLW. She was selected in today's draft by Melbourne. Jordan has been playing for Rovers in the CAFL, in Central Australia's Football League. She's a member of the Pinktails Academy, and she was part of the leadership team in the NT Thunder women's side this year, which was super successful. But it should also be mentioned that she's only been playing footy for about 4 or 5 years. So this is a huge achievement. Congratulations, Jordan.
Thank you so much.
Okay, talk me through the phone call.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of... With the clubs, it was a build-up. Kind of, they had contacted me, but there was no guarantee I was going to be picked up. It was just that I was on their radar.
When did the Demons first contact you?
It was probably during the Thunder season, coming to the end of it. And I had to make the decision if I was to nominate Victoria or SA.
So they were both calling you?
Yeah, so I had both. So it was a very hard pick to make, but I have a few family and friends in Melbourne already, and just having that support network out of football I thought would be very beneficial. So that's what made the pick for nominate Victoria. And yeah, so it was a bit of a risk, but I thought I'd go for it. And yeah, today when I found out, I was over the moon.
So what happened in that sort of in-between period from you saying, okay, yep, I'd love to be considered for Melbourne?
Yep.
And then the phone call today?
It's pretty much a waiting period.
A lot of nerves.
Yes. So you don't really know what's going on. You just wait till the day. Yeah.
Had you chatted with other Territorians who've been considered, or just other people playing in the AFLW to get a sense of, you know, what to expect and how it kind of all unfolds?
Yeah, I was very lucky enough playing with the NT Thunder. We were got the Adelaide Crows girls as well in our team, so I was very lucky to get to chat to them about it and how they went about it when they nominated for drafts. So I was very lucky in that sense to have them, I guess, as a mentor. And they would always send me a message, see how I'm going. And I've had quite a few messages from the girls today, actually, to congratulate me, which is very exciting, yeah.
So what exactly was said in that phone call today?
Well, it wasn't until after my name was actually called out that I got contacted. It was just, yeah, very much congratulations. We look forward to having you. We'll let you go celebrate now, and we'll be in contact with you in the next few days. So they're kind of good about it and let you go celebrate with your friends and family, and then it goes, yeah, I think comes down to business in the next few days, yeah.
So what went through your head in that moment?
A lot of shock. I didn't actually know how to react because I was quite overwhelmed with it. It was, yeah, just knowing all my hard work has paid off and I've achieved my goal, which was set about 2 years ago, yeah.
This is extraordinary, really, to think you set this goal 2 years ago. You've only been playing footy for 5 years,
yeah,
and you've achieved it now. You're playing at the highest level of women's AFL football.
Yeah, it's definitely a dream come true. As a kid, I've always wanted to reach, in whatever sport I was playing, my goal was to always try get to the highest level I could. And today that dream has come true, so it's quite amazing.
Who was the first person you told?
Well, I was actually lucky enough, had my coaches, my mum, my dad, my brother, and a couple of friends over. So they were all around when they heard the news. But then first phone call I made was to my grandma.
How did she respond?
She was beside herself. She was so happy. And I think she's even more excited because she lives down in Victoria.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So she'd be more excited. Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. Just to go back to what you're saying about having a chat with some of the Adelaide Crow girls,
yeah,
that are part of that NT Thunder side, what kind of advice have they been giving you?
It's more to say, they just said, look, you need to go where you're going to be most happy. You got to look, football is a huge part of it, but you've got to go where you feel you'll succeed the most and you'll have the most support around you. They were very much supportive either way I went. They were just over the moon that I would get the opportunity to play at that level.
I guess, yeah, they could have had a vested interest in trying to convince you to,
yeah,
join the Crows.
But, yeah, no, they're a great bunch of girls and they're just a great bunch, and they knew that the best out of me, and if that was to go to Victoria, they were happy for me.
Talk me through the preparation that you've had in playing, particularly as part of the leadership team in the NT Thunder this year.
Yeah, so it was a lot of discussion, a lot of messages over Facebook, actually, just because it's the easiest way to chat to everyone, knowing that a lot of five girls, I think, or four girls were up in Darwin, two in Adelaide and myself here. So the best way was to Facebook each other, and we just weekly updates or after training how everyone was feeling. And with my preparation, I guess just a lot of training and being down here, you're away from most of the team, it was still just, yeah, keeping in contact with each other and saying how your trainings went.
Yeah, and I'm guessing that you probably played a lot of sports in your childhood.
Yeah.
What sports did you really love and excel at, which then saw you move into AFL?
As a teenager, I was very much a netballer. So I was in the netball NT representative sides growing up. And then as I got older, it got very repetitive and I was, you know, getting a bit tired and wanted a new sport. So
but you do not look very old to me. How old are you, can I ask?
23,
yeah. Okay.
And one of my mates who I played netball with, she started playing football and they needed someone to fill in. And I said, oh, all right, like I have no idea how to play. Like I kicked the footy with the boys at school, but that's it. So I went down and filled in and they're like, oh, do you want to come keep playing? I was like, sure. And that was when we were still playing about nine aside. So it was a small field and, yeah, I just loved the fitness. I fell in love with the fitness side of it, the running, the competitiveness, and that's what really got me.
Do you still play any netball?
No. That's out of the picture.
In some ways, it's almost like your career in football has mirrored the growth of women's AFL right here in Central Australia, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I see it. It's just growing each year, strength to strength, especially with the full field and more participants coming in. The teams are getting bigger and bigger, and hopefully in the next couple of years there'll be even more teams involved, bigger comp, which would be amazing.
And I guess you're now an incredible role model for other young women that want to move into AFL and also want to set a goal like you did to play for the AFLW.
Yeah, and that's something that I really hold close to my heart, just being able to be that role model to show that to young girls in this town that it is possible. It doesn't matter where you come from, where you live. If you put in the hard work, you commit, there's going to be people who support you and want to drive that goal for you, and so if you commit to them, they'll commit to you, and it is possible.
All right, Jordan, obviously this is a huge day. What next in terms of preparation for the season?
Next is probably head down in the next couple of weeks, start like move down, and then pre-season will start, and yeah, right into it straight away.
All right, well, a huge congratulations again, Jordan. Thank you so much for coming in this afternoon and having a chat.
Thank you for having me.
Jordan Hickey, history made, I'll say it again. She is the first Centralian to be drafted into the AFLW. She's been selected today by the Melbourne Demons. She was, it seems, offered, almost fought over between the Adelaide Crows and Melbourne, but she'll be joining Melbourne. A really huge day for women's AFL here in Central Australia.